You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Spotify cuts its workforce to fine-tune its finances. Hello, and you're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report, live from the BBC World Service. I'm Leanna Byrne. Thanks for tuning in. The Swedish music streaming giant Spotify says it's cutting 1,500 jobs, that's 70% of its workforce, and it's a third round of job layoffs this year. The BBC's Izzy Greenfield joins me with more details. Hello, Izzy.
Hi, Leanna.
So what's behind this decision?
Well, in a memo sent to staff, CEO Daniel Ek said slowing economic growth and rising costs were to blame for the cuts, which he said would make Spotify a leaner company. Spotify employs about 9,000 people, and Mr. Ek said substantial action to right-size our costs was needed for the company to meet its objectives.
Now, some analysts are pointing to the fact that Spotify has invested heavily in podcasting. Has that actually had any impact on its financial performance?
Yeah, so Spotify has spent a lot of money on growing the business since it launched and on securing exclusive content, such as podcasts created by the likes of Michelle and Barack Obama, as well as the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. The deal with Harry and Meghan cost a reported $25 million and saw just 12 episodes delivered over 2.5 years before the deal ended in June. Spotify's chief executive told the BBC in September that some podcast content has worked, but some of it hasn't.
Yes, very diplomatic there. Daniel Ek, the CEO, he says the company is taking steps to become more efficient. What are those steps, Izzy?
In its latest results, Spotify reported a profit of $65 million for the 3 months to September, its first quarterly profit for more than a year. Given these positive results, the job cuts might seem quite extreme, but the chief exec has decided that more drastic action is needed to improve the company's finances. Spotify has also been making moves to increase revenue, raising prices of several of its plans across multiple markets over the summer.
Izzy Greenfield, thanks for joining us in Marketplace.
Thank you.
Now, let's do the numbers. Investors are thinking the Fed won't be raising interest rates anymore, and it's having an impact on where they're putting their money. Gold prices reached an all-time high, rising by 3.1% to $2,135 per ounce, and Bitcoin hit just over $40,000 in Asia, the highest since May 2022. There's been more criticism of the president of the UN's climate summit, COP28, in Dubai. President Sultan Al-Jaber, who heads the Abu Dhabi National Oil Company, dismissed the idea of ending fossil fuels, saying there's no science and it would take us back into caves. This happened in an exchange over Zoom with former Irish President Mary Robinson, who demanded that Abu Dhabi should be leading the way on ending fossil fuels. Here's his response.
And you're asking for a phase out of fossil fuel. Please help me. Show me a roadmap for a phase out of fossil fuel that will allow for sustainable socio-economic development, unless you want to take the world back into caves.
Sultan Al-Jaber there. And for a bit more context, here's Tom Rivett-Carnac, former UN climate policy strategist.
What he's trying to say is that fossil fuels aren't the problem. It's if you combust them and they release emissions into the atmosphere. Now, on one level, he is, of course, correct. It is emissions that are creating the warming of our planet. But on another level, there doesn't exist technology at anything like the scale that would be possible to remove all of the emissions from fossil fuels and therefore allow us to continue to burn them. And that is so clearly in his economic interest to want to continue to sell fossil fuels that when I saw this news and when others saw the news, we were disappointed, because certainly the perception is that he's using his position to advance a national interest.
Tom Rivett-Carnac there. The BBC has found evidence of a secret market and unlicensed versions of the so-called skinny jab in beauty salons in the UK. The real weight loss drug is sold as Wegovy. Normally it's only available on prescription and it's supposed to be taken under medical supervision. The BBC's Priya Rai has been investigating.
I'm just here to pick up some semi-glutide that I ordered.
It's a Saturday morning and I've just been sold a knock-off version of a prescription weight loss drug at a beauty salon, despite not seeing a doctor. Semaglutide is the active ingredient in the two prescription drugs, Ozempic and Wegovy. Ozempic was originally made to treat diabetes, but because its side effects include a loss of appetite and lots of celebrities were rumoured to take it, it started a craze for these so-called skinny jabs. A black market popped up in the UK, with British sellers on social media selling a knockoff product with videos like these.
Stop wasting your money on the Ozempic pen. Semaglutide, £100.
But now a BBC investigation reveals that a black market is also operating in beauty salons. I secretly recorded in four salons and heard dangerous advice being given on how to take the drug.
The salon workers' voices have been distorted.
You start with a small dose. I started with 10 and now after 5 weeks I'm up to 16 units.
So you're just like listening to your body almost. Is it possible to have like too much or...?
Well, if you have too much, you just won't want to eat anything and you might feel sick.
Novo Nordisk, a Danish company who makes the real drug, says there is no approved generic or cheap version. The official drug, called Wegovy, is designed for people living with obesity or who have weight-related health conditions. Official versions are taken under expert medical guidance. Although some asked if I had any health conditions, all were happy to sell me semaglutide despite me being a healthy weight. Although we could only visit a small number, we found other examples of salons across the UK advertising knockoff versions of the drug. We lab tested 12 samples, 11 bought from social media and one from a salon, and found that while most of them contained the active ingredient, a quarter contained little or none of the drug.
Here's what Dr. Alex Lawson, a consultant clinical scientist at University Hospital Birmingham, had to say.
Other products may be less pure, may contain things that are more dangerous, and potentially the next time people buy from these manufacturers, who's to say that that manufacturing process hasn't changed?
The truth is, you don't know what you're getting, and even if you did get a real drug under these conditions, the healthcare professionals I spoke to issued strong warnings about injecting so-called skinny jabs without proper medical oversight. I'm the BBC's Priya Rai for Marketplace.
And I'm Leanna Byrne with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.